Yo,
are we back?
This is part four.
Bro,
take
I'm not,
four.
I'm not even count at this point.
All right, y'all, what's up, man? Sackle Bagel Podcast, Sackle Bagel Podcast, Sackle Bagel Podcast, Sackle Bagel Podcast, episode two. All right, this is like take four, okay? There's a lot going on right now.
Take four. We got my cousin watching TV. We got like, but it's all good. It's all good though, cause we in a room. So,
yeah.
You know, not gonna get bothered by any like.
If in any way, shape, or form you were here for the first three takes or four takes, which you probably weren't, so we got to fill you in, okay? We recorded about 30 minutes of content and all got deleted, okay? I don't know what happened. Anchor is bugging
out. It's not deleted. It's not deleted. It's saved, but it's like, I don't know. They're outtakes. I don't know if we're going to need it.
Yeah, man, I don't know how it's going to work. But anyways, my man Raf today, he's out in Mexico. What is that place called, bro? Tuxton, Tintin?
It's not Tintin. Tuxpan, man. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm bugging.
Yeah, I'm in Tuxpan right now, you know, kicking it with my Mexican homies over here. Like, figuring out, speaking Spanish, doing all types of stuff.
Yeah, this episode is going to be mad bilingual, so if you don't know Spanish, which I don't either, but if you don't know, you probably won't be able to listen. You know, we have requirements for our listeners.
Right. This podcast, for the Sackle Bagels podcast, you got to know Spanish and English, you know what I'm saying? You got to be up on it. You got to know how to conjugate verbs, you know, A-I-A.
Yes. Yo no sé. I don't even know what that means. I think that means I don't know, right?
Yeah, that's
hey,
I don't know.
Hey, okay. A little something. Hasta luego. I don't even know that. But, okay, so we started talking about some things. We got some topics, you know. We'll just get into it. You know, we have some developments that came out. It's been a pretty damn eventful week, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I'd agree.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. So, you see, we have some developments from some stories, some things that we talked about on the last episode, right? So, I guess we'll get right into it, man. I guess we'll get right into it like we did the first three takes.
yes, we're not really going right into it, but, you know, it seems like it, you know, for you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying for you, you know, but you don't know all the pain that we went through backstage or behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I'm getting mad text messages now. Don't nobody ever want to text me, but right as I'm doing something, they start texting.
It's an everyday struggle, bro, an everyday struggle in this podcast.
Man. Shout out Joe Budden, man, every day. Okay, so... yeah, we have more developments on the Amir Van Brockhampton scandal situation, and we've come to an end. You know, we talked about how some things, no matter what happens, you know, the boys will stay together. There's no way Amir is getting kicked out with all the allegations of sexual misconduct and stuff with the victims coming out, all that, you know, but. Sunday morning, we were issued a statement by Brockhampton, and go ahead, bro. Tell them what happened.
All right. So, basically, my man's over here. Alvin is –
Bro, why are you saying my government name, bro? You're supposed to say
man.
George the Great, okay?
My bad. George the Great. You know what I mean? George the Great. He went ahead and sent over the news that – yeah, they had this. They had a statement that unfortunately, you know, Amir Van has been disbanded from Brockhampton for actions that have come to light through different, you know, victims that's spoken out on Twitter. Basically, because of these allegations, and maybe even more, considering that the statement. Went ahead and said that the group was lied to, so
yep.
we don't know what that means. Kind of cryptic, you know. We're not sure what they're referring to, but basically due to those actions, Amir is no longer in Brockhampton. And there's different, you know, there's different opinions on whether, you know, this was the right move. But regardless of that, that definitely, that dynamic definitely changes. The group dynamic changes.
Right.
That Amir Vann is not back. And due to the, also because of this, their Project Puppy has been delayed.
Indefinitely. We don't know anything.
Indefinitely, yeah.
And so, they've canceled their whole, all the remaining dates of their current U.S. tour, the Stereo Spirit Tour, I believe it was called, and they're going home to regroup.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oof, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, man. And this guy, Jordan Drake, got insider info from Matt's ex-girlfriend. Now he's out here being
Sherlock Holmes. Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, I did talk to Matt Champion's ex-girlfriend, Jade. So, and, you know, it was a respectful conversation. Got some info. Yeah, you know, it's not nothing super new from what we've already heard. You know, it kind of contradicts some things, though. Amir originally said that none of his group mates knew about some of these things that he did in the past. And he owned up to being, you know, making mistakes in the past. And he has all throughout his music. But, you know, he did deny the fact that he abused anybody or that he violated anybody's consent. And obviously he didn't do pedophilia. That's facts, because the legal age of consent in Texas is 17, and he was like 18 at the time. So that is gone. But the rest of these allegations still remain, and the victims are standing very strong to their words. And a lot of people wanted them to kick him out. And by kicking him out, this kind of pours water over the whole fire, you know, and kind of calms everything down.
Right.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that there was also tension at these
Boston festival. Calling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So there was a concert the night before this statement was officially put out, and they performed without Amir, and everybody was going crazy. You know, Twitter was going wild, Reddit was going wild. Every single song, like, you know, they would have just the track playing, like Amir's vocals weren't there. It was just a beat when it came to Amir's parts, and everyone was wondering what was happening. And it was a very awkward, strange performance. And finally, when it got to Bleach, they couldn't hold it no more. Joba broke down. He started crying on stage, and then Dom had to comfort him. And then seeing Joba break down, Kev broke down.
Man, the brotherhood, bro,
is
freaking broken down, bro.
Yeah, bro, so sad, my G. Look, bro, look, we got people calling me right now, dog. I promise you, they don't do this. Like, only when I have things to do. Why is it like this? All right, yeah, bro, but yeah, the brotherhood, it did seem like there's a lot going on, a lot of damage, but we don't know anything. We literally do not know what the details are, what happened. Some people say that the "we were lied to" line means that Amir was withholding something that he didn't tell them till the night before or whatever, because Kevin had one on IG Live about a week ago, and he put out the Ready for War snippet, which was an amazing song, and I was really excited to hear it, but I guess that's not happening no more. And he spoke about how he never actually seen Amir do any of these things, but he does not support any of these things that Amir, admitted to doing, and that Amir was trying to get help for over a year, stuff like that. But eventually they came to this decision. And we don't know what caused it, but all we know is they did come to this decision.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. I know for a lot of people it's disheartening news. And then there's another side of fans that think that this is the way to go, and this is, you know, and that justice is being served. But
yeah,
like my man, George the Great said over here, there's a lot of loopholes and potholes, or not even holes, just things that we're not sure of,
and right.
We can only move on from here. You know what I'm saying? I can say for me personally, I will not be listening to their music the same anymore.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that, bro. But first, I just want to say that, yeah, like he said right there, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of information that we're withheld from. And this is kind of weird because Brockhampton's always been a very transparent group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they've always told everything to their fans, and this is a heavy subject, but still, you know. And I guess it's because they are signed to a major label now, and they have a lot more at stake and a lot more to lose, you know. I will say one thing, though. As much as I love Amir, and he is my favorite member, but I really do think for as a business move, this really was something that they had to do, bro.
No, don't say that, man.
I know. I don't agree with it, bro. At all.
Don't,
I don't.
Don't say that.
Amir's
the freaking guy. He's like the dude who's like, I got big lips.
I'm strong as hell. It's a lot, bro. But this is what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you, bro, because of their boy band, you know, the way they marketed themselves, the way they branded themselves, there was no way they're going to make it out of this, like, with, you know, the same if they were to keep Amir, because these allegations would not stop, bro. And the people would continue to, you know, and if he hadn't left, I think sooner or later, if info didn't come out that proved Amir 100% innocent, that he would have left on his own. Because why would you want to constantly perform for an audience that is, you know, battering you, that is, like, you know, trying to crucify you, basically? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That would probably, like, get to him eventually. So it's a very tough situation, you know? Yeah, bro. And, like, I've been, ever since I heard this news, bro, I've been bummed, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, I just listening to the Saturation Trilogy now, it's crazy, bro. It feels bittersweet, man.
Bittersweet. I feel like an understatement, bro. I'm going to find out, like, in the future how much this hurts.
Say it again, bro.
I don't know. We're going to find out in the future how much we're going to see. Like,
you said really what hurt. Kind of you said what kind of statement?
What?
You said that's a something statement. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said it's an understatement.
Oh, yeah. Bittersweet is an understatement, bro. Let me tell you. So, it's like, I almost, like, it's very selfish of us to be talking about this because, like, you know, it's just the music and there's obviously people who are affected in the situation way more than any fan is. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to undercut the victims or we're not trying to undercut how, what, like, if we're feeling like this, imagine what the boys are going through. You know what I'm saying? Including Amir, like, all of them. Like, they're brothers, you know what I'm saying? They're a family. So to split up like this, that must hurt, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's like TDE losing, like, Schoolboy Q, bro.
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. That's so crazy, dude. And it's just so, like, such bad timing. You know what I'm saying? Like, right when they started to get some mainstream exposure, the RCA deal. It's a lot.
So you feel like if they hadn't had this deal, like, they would have been it would have been a decision that would have been harder to make?
You know what I'm telling you? This is what I'm saying. If they didn't have this deal, I feel like I'm just speculating once again because I don't know. I do not know anything that's happening. Just throwing stones into the dark, you know? So I'm just saying that if they didn't have – they have a lot more to lose now, you know? And with the label, they signed for $15 million, and I'm sure the label doesn't want a new act like Brockhampton, something like this that would damage the brand to the point where they can't recover. But if they were alone and independent, what do they really have to lose? You know what I'm saying? Like, they would definitely – I don't know, bro. I'm not sure. It's interesting. Because, okay, I don't know, like, it seems like these are allegations from a long time ago, right?
Right.
That's what I'm getting. Right, and Amir has always seemed like a person to me that's been trying to get away from his past and improve and like change, you know? That was one of the aspects that I felt connected to him, and that, like, I felt a connection to him the most, or like be able to relate. The fact that what, like, getting yourself out of the mud, you know? And
Sincerely Yours.
Right, dude. That song, dude. Like, I listened to it afterwards, but it hurts because he's like, thank God I'm alive. You know, it's almost like he got out of that and found this safe space as Brockhampton. It's like, and now he has to leave, you know? Yeah, it's just crazy. So, like, we're going to say the boys made, you know, or at least a business-wise, this was a good decision to make, you know, going forward in terms of their brand and stuff. But musically and stuff like that, we can only speak for the music and just, you know, the art and stuff related to that, because we don't know these people personally, any of them, not the victims, not the boys, not Amir, no one, right? So the music is all we got. And speaking about the music, bro, this may hurt it a lot, you know?
I can't come
home. It's going to be hard to. Mm-hmm.
I can't go home, Jimena. Get it a la casa.
We have sisters, man. They interfere, bro.
They need to go to the home space, the safe space.
The safe space.
Is it like it?
That's what I'm saying, guys. Bilingual. Gotta be bilingual. You take care of him, bro?
I gotta ask the older sister. I have to take the younger sister. And I have a feeling the older sister is not gonna fudge. And I definitely do not want to go home, because that means that this podcast would have to be cut short once again, and I definitely do not want that to happen.
Yeah, you at your aunt's house right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I have the Wi-Fi. All right, got you. And y'all probably have no idea what we're talking about, but hey, we got to take care of some stuff.
Pero ella no
sabe.
Ella no creo que sabe.
Ella means girl. All right, guys.
Ella means she.
Oh, man. See, I don't even know that. They must have looked like a clown out here, man. Gringo problems.
Yomara, ¿puedes llevar a Jimena a la casa? Por favor. Hazme este favor, sí. ¿Qué? ¿Por qué no? Xiomara, are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, damn. I was scared for a second, bro. Yeah. Like, no.
No, man. We're not going down without a fight this time, bro. Even if we can't hear each other, we're just going to keep talking. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to keep talking.
Please, you come back. Please. Come on. Do me a big favor. I'll give you $10. Not even for $10. What type of American are you?
Dang, she don't even want the money, bro. She about the integrity, dog. Is that English?
I can't leave. You know, if I leave, you're gonna have to leave. So why don't you just leave? Why don't you just leave anyway? Please, Xiomara. Come on. Jimena, you want to go home?
I would say things to fill the space, guys, but I don't know what to say. I'm feeling a little tired right now.
Come on,
Xiomara. How's the audio sounding?
Please. Why? Why me? Because I'm doing a podcast right now. We're recording. If I leave, this cuts off. This is 20 minutes of content.
Damn. And
including space that nobody cares about. Like, totally unrelated to what we're talking about, but still.
Hey, bro, did you hear about the whole Pusha T Drake thing that happened?
No, I have no idea, bro.
Oh my god, bro. I think Porsche just responded. Please let this be real. Please let this be real. Okay. Story of Aiden, dog. Is this real?
Alright, we're good.
Easy money.
Oh my god. Okay, bro. There's a lot going on again, okay? So, damn it, bro. We have to finish this topic. Alright, let's finish this. Alright.
All right, we're good. Didi took care of it. Thank God.
Oh, all right. Shout out Didi. All right. Shout out old girl.
Shout out old girl.
Yet another road. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to go down. Yeah, Didi to a rescue. All right. So here goes. Yeah, bro. All we have is the music. All we have is the art. We don't know these people. And I'm just going to say, I don't, if Amir did these things, I obviously don't support him. But like in these things, I don't stand by him. But all I'm going to say is it really seems like he's been trying to change all throughout the trilogy. And even in American Boy Band, in the Saturation documentary and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
He's only been speaking his truth, you know what I'm saying? What he's gone through.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like, mm-hmm. in a way, that's his therapy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time.
And I don't think it helps to kick him out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Of course, our heart goes out to the victims, anybody in the situation who is affected by it, you know, and our prayers are with you. That's all, you know, we will be praying for you guys, and we hope that you can recover and move past this, every single one of you guys. But right now,
we know it's a process. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. And, yeah, no more fighting, no more arguing, no more none of that. I hope everybody is able to come together and reunite again, the whole fan base and everything. And there's a puppy over there. And... No pun intended. That's the only puppy we'll be seeing anytime soon.
Puppy is
Works sounds nice to say.
Puppy es un perro chiquito. ¿Cómo se dice?
More bilingual. More me not understanding anything.
I just said no in Chihuahua. What can you then understand about?
Oh, okay. I don't know. All right, so let's just take some time, bro, to appreciate Amir Van, the artist. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're going to do right now. So to me, Amir Van, the artist, has always been, ever since I found out about Brockhampton, he stood out to me the most, and I felt a connection with him more than I did with any of the other members. You know what I'm saying? They're all dope, but I always kind of related to him in a way. Obviously, we lived two totally types of lives and all that, and our paths are very different. But the whole idea of trying to do something positive with your life and trying to escape that your past, you know what I'm saying, and face your demons, whatever they may be, and stuff like that, I really related to. And songs like Sincerely Yours and some of it, that's solo work that he did, if you don't know, like it means a lot. And even in American Boy Band on Viceland, when he talked about reading the Bible and that giving him a moral compass and finding God and stuff, that helped me relate to him on another level. You know what I'm saying? Because that's very relatable to me. And it always seemed like he was a person who was trying to improve himself and get away from this dark past, you know. And he talked about it so much. Like now listening back to the trilogy, dog, like it's so specific almost what he's talking about, you know. It's really crazy. And yeah, it's really sad at the same time. Like songs like Tupac, songs like Milk. Milk is even sadder than it was before now, bro. Yeah, it's sad, but yeah, I don't even know what to say, bro. There's a lot of good memories, and that trilogy is basically a very special thing now, even more than it was before, you know, because that is the original Brockhampton, and I don't think it'll ever be the same from here.
There'll always be that
Right. Yeah, dude. And once again, we don't mean to make it selfish and make it about us, but like the fact that there's a puppy and a team effort somewhere done with a mirror versus that we'll probably never get to hear is just sad.
Right. For me, like, Amir is not my favorite member. That does not mean that I do not have, like, memorable moments. Like, his chick verse or his star verse that I think Amir memorized.
Right. Oh, man, love that verse, dog. It's so fun rapping along with the star.
Yeah. So, you know,
for me, like, you know, he was that dude that, you know, gave a lot of what hip hop wanted from the group, you know.
Right, right. I think not to interrupt you, bro, but I think he gave Brockhampton a lot of traditional hip hop fans. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right. Go ahead.
And so I think, with that being said, without a doubt, he was a star.
You sound a little muffled right now, bro.
Oh,
can you hear me better now?
Word, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we can all say that he was definitely the star of Saturation 2. Like, no, for me, like, so you know, with a lot of the project being very hip hop influenced.
Right.
I'm saying very hip hop centric and a lot of rapping going on. He's definitely a standout, and he would definitely be missed from here on out.
Right, bro. It's he brought a very unique element to the group that I don't think none of the other members can bring, and that was you know, it's like Brockhampton is this group of kids who are kind of outcasts. You know what I'm saying? From different walks of life, and they come together and make this safe space and this family, this brotherhood. That's kind of how I looked at it. Is that accurate? Would you say? Mm-hmm. So he spoke for, like, I feel like the streets in a way. He gave them a lot of credibility. Like, he gave Brockhampton a lot of street cred, if you will. You know, they're all.
At the same
time, right,
I was just gonna say, at the same time, though, he spoke a lot about being black and how that
when he talked about, like, you know, on Nation, on Tokyo, and there's a lot of songs, like Teeth, especially, you know, and he brought a unique perspective that I don't think none of the other boys have, you know, and he is what, to me, in a way, gave them grounded the boy band in hip hop roots, if you will, in a way, or like grounded it. Whereas there's all this poppy and a lot of this other fun, soft stuff, and he balanced it out well with the more grittier, harder stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. And of course, Dom is a great rapper. Of course, Kev can rap too. Matt, all of them are good, but it's like, he brought something very unique to the table that none of the others brought, you know? And it was a piece of the puzzle that was very important, I feel like. Yeah. Right. Definitely. Right.
Like, it almost feels
so much progress.
It feels kind of unfair that it had to be Amir. Like, I don't know.
I was listening to Tupac from Saturation 1 like yesterday, right, bro? And the lyrics are so, like, almost heartbreaking, bro. Like, just look at what this man says on here, you know? And, you know, the hook on there where Kevin has, where it says, "Trouble keeps following me, shadow keeps following me." He's like, and it's like, it's literally what happened, bro. Like, his past caught up to him, you know? Like, he says, "I got some demons on me. They've been feeding on me. When I sold prescription, and my the reverend, I know she praying for me, but I'm in the shadows. Hella drugs and ammo, kicking doors, my ammo. I got some bad habits. I do some things I shouldn't. My life is on a scale. I know there's angels on me. All my dead homies, I know they waiting on me. selling dope from out your house. I know you praying for me. I know you used to trust me. I miss the chicken nuggets and the kisses from her. Damn, I miss you, mama. And then Kevin goes to, trouble keep following me. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Shadow keeps following me. Oh, man. What? It's crazy, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, it's like,
bro, that's surreal, man. Surreal,
like,
bro.
It's like the sad. There's a reason why I feel like he was the face of the Saturation trilogy. It was like I don't know. It's really eerie, bro. Like looking back at some of these lyrics and even the covers tell kind of a story in a way. Think about that, like the first cover, he's standing there, he's in that, if you will, like heat state of mind on the cover. You know, like I got pipe dreams of crack rocks and stripper poles, you know? And then throughout the album you find out that there's other layers to whoever the all the people, you know. It's not just some thug. He wants to get out of this life, you know? And then on Saturation 2, the cover is like him smiling, being happy, you know, like finding that family in Brockhampton. And the Saturation 3 is like him crying, like the team is, I don't know, it's so weird. It almost seemed like, do you know how I always told you about everything about them feels so cinematic? And this plays into that even more. And it's so weird.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a,
That has a cinematic feel.
Uh-huh. They didn't finish, like, remember how even up to the rollout to Saturation 3, like, they had this whole idea about, like, the cops catching them or something like that. And, like, everybody was crying and stuff with the tears on the covers. You know? Yeah, like they got caught or something. You know, like that's how they were building it up.
You said
like
the cops catching up. You know, what?
They had those alternative covers where everybody was crying, like they all had the tears on their face. You heard me? Yeah. So it's like, and then at the end of team, it goes back into heat. You know,
yeah,
like somebody called the cops on them. You know, like they got caught, and it's almost like Saturation 1 was before Brockhampton. Saturation 2 is Amir after he got into Brockhampton. Like, notice how he's smiling and happy on the cover and there's no blue paint. But then Saturation 3 goes back into, like, the sadness and, like, the blue paint is there again, you know? And it's, like, after Brockhampton. I don't know. It's wild. Yeah, dude, it's just so wild. It's really an end, like, you know how they talked about, you know, it being the end of the Saturation era? Like, it's really an era now. Like, it's the end of that whole era of the original Brockhampton, you know? Right. It's not like, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's more than just like a word. Like, it actually means something.
Right.
There's actually mm-hmm. real life that happened, you know what I'm saying?
Even and then like somebody had pointed out that like there's even a verse on like, you know, Johnny from Saturation 3. Where he talks about something like
Johnny. Go ahead.
It's something weird. It's like, I know I'm the one that did it or something like that. And he's like, so put your finger down. And then he says something about not sticking around for a while. It's weird, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's
yeah, dude.
It's
like
down,
the art is reflecting life so accurately. And it's a little weird. You know? Yeah, man.
True.
Right, dude. And it's so sad because he really seemed to try, like, be trying. You know, like, if you were to watch the Lamb video right now, you'd probably break down. You know? Oh, man. That video, dude. So basically what he said is, right. And I don't think they would have made this decision if it wasn't for the record deal. They have too much to lose now. That's what it is, you know. Yeah. So what he said was, but really though, I'm alone because I don't stick around. And yes, I know it's my fault. So put your finger down. Crazy though. But you know what, bro? I've thought about this stuff a lot the past like 2 days or whatever, and it's really weird. Like I'm surprised by how much it like affected me because you know I don't know any of these people. It doesn't impact my life in any like direct way, you know. But at the same time, it's just so sad because like he's leaving, you know. And I've only started listening to these people for like a year, but it's crazy how fast everything happened. And fast is really quick, or fast is a really good word to describe these kids, you know. It's like it just all happened so fast. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
right, right, dude.
It's an odd case, man. You gotta take it in stride. But it's hard to do that though. It's hard to do that when you get to attach to these people and you figure out. Mm-hmm. You know what, bro?
I blame you for all of this. If it wasn't for you, I would have never gotten into them, bro. Never. Oh, man. Not like it, bro. Not like this, though. The fact that you put me onto them, it meant a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just like I found them. And like it was like I almost got a different perspective just because you've been following Kevin for so long and stuff like that. Yeah, bro. But it's just like, yeah, man. Like, just let me tell you, I just gotta. It's like a testimony, man. I may make a YouTube video expressing some of this later too. But anyways, just let me say it, right? If you want to check out my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/GeorgeTheGreat. All right, but here we go. Basically, it's like these kids came out in a time where it was like I was really uninspired. I was thinking about dropping out of college. I wasn't motivated, nothing, right? And this big group of kids who were weird, but ambitious, creative, and just a huge collective came out of nowhere and you put me onto them. And at first, I thought they were just Odd Future wannabes, you know? That's literally what I thought, dog. And I didn't even give them a chance, really. But for some reason, they just held my attention. And every time I came back to it, it was when the gummy video dropped. I was like, yo, this is really something special. This is a breath of fresh air. So many faces, so many different voices, and it was interesting. And I was in a rut at the time, you know, and listening to these kids really try so hard to move out and make their dream come true and just achieve what they want coming from past that weren't the brightest and trying to make something good out of it, you know. That was just so inspiring. And they made my whole 2017 seem like an endless summer. Even in December, it felt like the summer just because of this trilogy, you know? Yeah, man. And
yeah, man. They're more than just a group, right? They represent like a demographic that.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just something that you want to be a part of almost when you see it, you know. Like when you listen to the Lamb video, I don't remember if it was you that said it. Somebody said like Lamb literally sounds like friendship, you know. And it's crazy, bro. And so with all that, you know, it's like Summer, the song Summer, like I've told you how much I love that song. So it's like it may be top two for me in the Saturation trilogy, right, along with Bleach and Heat and stuff. Ah, there's a lot. But anyways, Summer always felt to me like it gave me the feeling that I used to get when I was a kid. Like, you know, when school's about to start and the summer's about to end, that feeling you get, you know, that's what it gave me. In a way, it's like it was sweet, it was sad, it was nostalgic, it was joyful. It was a lot of things at once, you know? And now going back to it, that endless summer is over, bro, you know? it really is. And it's like, damn. Yeah. I mean, it's all said and done. There's nothing to talk about really at this point. It's done. You know?
Yeah, we can only hope that I don't know, that the output is just like, I don't know, like you think about it, like this.
You know what? I'm gonna say it like this, right? Saturation 3, I think, okay, all the boys in the band are very talented. You know, Kevin is still gonna have his hooks. Jobo will still be doing all he does. Dom is still gonna be Dom. Merlin will still be Merlin with the energy. And in Saturation 3, there was a lot of songs that didn't feature Amir prominently, if you think about it. Right? Think about that. He wasn't on Hottie. He wasn't on Rental. He wasn't on... he had super short verses. Like Boogie, he had like two lines. Stuff like that, you know? Like, I will tell you this even myself as, like, you know, as Amir being my favorite member, Saturation 3 was Amir's, like, it had the least Amir standout moments, in my opinion. Would you say that's accurate? Okay. So, judging by that, I think they're also talented to a point that they could, if they really tried and if they really get past, you know, the emotional pain of this, that they could make a great album by themselves, you know, with just four or five of them now. I'm not sure how many, but, and Bareface is there too. So, yeah, I think they could do it. But will it be the same Brockhampton? Of course not. It won't be the same. Like we said, that balance is lost in terms of that, the grittier Amir sound. Like, that balance is lost. But at the same time, I think they could still make a great album. That's just me, though. But it won't feel the same, of course, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not like it's their fault anything that happened, you know? And for all we know, Amir could have left on his own. You know what I'm saying? For all we know. Like, he may – he seemed like the person that wouldn't want to take all his friends with him, you know? Like, when he – take one for the team, that type of thing. But that's all speculation. And they say he already went back to his parents' place or whatever. Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I don't know. And, yeah, all we can do is pray for all of them involved in it, you know what I'm saying? Including the victims as well, because, you know, got to grow, get through things. There's no point in holding on to these things forever, you know? And, yeah, maybe he'll come back at some point. Who knows? Like, man, I don't know. if he decides to start us. Uh-huh. Right. Same, bro. We're trying to grab all the things at this point, bro. But all I'm gonna say is this: if he does decide to start a solo career, I'll definitely support it. What do you think? Yeah, I definitely support because
yeah, you know,
I'd like to believe that he was really trying to change, you know, from his lyrics, from all that. Yo, I watched that video of them making Stupid, the song. Like, remember that, like, 40-minute video? I was watching that yesterday, and, bro, like, it was so sad, man. So sad. Like,
yeah.
It was a glorious time, bro. It was a glorious time. That's all we can say. Yeah, we don't want to keep rambling, repeating ourselves, one topic. Yeah. All right. But let me ask you this though: do you think he could have a successful solo career if he really tried? Like, you know, at this point, like, does he even want to pursue music anymore?
What do you mean if he really tried?
That's a possibility, you know. So I'm saying, like, do you think if he started a solo career? It like or continue a solo career. It would.
I'd say he has to like. I would wait a little bit, like, and see how everything plays out. What, you know, the reception.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, passions are high.
Things die down. You know what I'm saying? Because things things are really tense right now. You know what I'm saying? People want to go one, you know, one side to another side. They want
to make something up
that's not even there.
We're just where I'm at right now. It's just like just peace. You know what I'm saying? Just Kanye, love everyone. You know? And you know, what would Jesus do?
I think
a solo career.
I think it would work out.
Yeah,
I think it would. Yeah, I don't know like how much success he would attain, but I think it would be pretty.
I've seen a lot of casual Brockhampton listeners on Twitter and stuff say Amir was like 95% of the reason why I listened to him. So I can definitely see people like that, like checking for him because he is a dope rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he got good production, I think he could do it. But it's gonna take. I'd wait a while though, for sure. Some people have said that.
Yeah, that's crazy. 95% of why they really listen to Brockhampton.
I can't say I'm part of that, but at the same time, like, he was my favorite member, so there is some hurt there. But yeah.
He stuck out. I mean, Star.
Right, that's true, isn't it?
He was the only one that stuck out to
you. Who do you think? I mean, hip hop wise, I would say he is probably the most accessible. What did you say?
Yeah, I think, but I honestly think the person with the most sense is Matt. So.
Mm-hmm. Joba does a lot of things. He does a lot of things. I don't know, man. They're also talented, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I guess it's time to move on from this topic because I'm getting sad now. but you know, we're trying to make some closure here. You know, God
You're
bless everybody. Praying for everybody. I hope everyone makes it through this situation. You know, it's all we can do, you know? And good luck to Amir. Good luck to the boys. Good luck to everybody, the victims, everyone. And God bless you all. Okay. So what's next, bro? What's next? Oh, so you
I don't know. You were excited to reveal something.
Okay, I guess we're going to get – let's get a little upbeat.
No,
more
I didn't
Spanish. let's get a little more upbeat, okay? So we got some hip-hop beef, okay? We got some beef going, all right? Some beef. So hear this. So you heard Pusha dropped an album, right? Yeah. Oh, it's all good. Did you hear Pusha's album?
They were doing some modeling, Yes, I did. One spin.
Oh, one listen. All right. So you heard the song,
one run through of the album, bro.
And you heard the obvious Drake shots, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, man. It's Drake shots. Okay, here we go, bro. I don't know. Are we going to copy this?
The only rapper sold more dope than me was Eazy-E. How could you ever write these wrongs when you don't even write your songs?
You hear that? Oh, there, bro, he was talking about Baby,
yeah,
he was talking about Wayne, he was like, remember that Rick Ross song about Birdman not paying people? Oh, I love this song. So, Pusha mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my
Daytona's favorite
tracks.
Fire, by the way. But anyways, on this song, Pusha mentioned, you know, he said Ross, you know, everybody wants to agree with Ross or whatever. He's like, now it's okay to kill a baby. But when I said it, the people acted like I really killed a baby. And he's like, Ross saw what I saw. He's like, Ross saw what I saw. When you see Wayne on tour, it's another it says something like a fire without a flash, another platinum rapper trapped and can't retire. And I was like, oh my God. And then he started talking about Drake, and he said, basically, how can you ever write these wrongs when you don't even write just songs? Only rapper that sold more dope than me easily is Eazy-E. And he talked about, you know, the Quint. Basically, he said, there was a line where he said something like, it was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin, like the whole Quentin Miller situation. Okay.
Infrared.
Okay. Infrared. Damn, bro, it's about to be a 5-hour podcast. I can see it.
No.
Yo, okay, so Pusha came out with a second joint. Okay, bro. Let me tell you, bro, I haven't heard the second joint yet. But anyways, this is what we're doing, right? So basically, Pusha took shots of Drake on the infrared, right? You busy, bro? Okay. So Pusha took shots of Drake on infrared.
No, go ahead. Said, no, I'm not busy. Why am I
things,
busy?
You know, he brought back the Quentin Miller accusations, all that, right? And, bro, I think you had left by this point already, but literally the day after Daytona came out, no, literally the day of, at 5 p.m., Drake put out a response to Pusha. Yes, a song, bro. A whole song. And it was awesome. Like, it's called the Duppy Freestyle, right? And Duppy. not puppy. Duppy.
What is it called?
Yeah, that's what it's called. What? Apparently, Duppy in patois or
the Duppy
know, the, in that all that means ghost or spirit or something like that. And this man Drake went in, bro. Like, obviously, I don't think he, you know, like everyone's gonna say, oh, he ended Pusha T's career. It's not like that. But Drake did really good bar wise, bro. Drake came with it. He rapped, bro. Drake came with them bars, okay? And this back-to-back, I think, is a classic song at this point. But if we're talking bars, Drake did better on this than back-to-back. That should say something. You ready? All right, so I'm going to just read some of the lyrics, right? I don't think I can play it because they'll definitely copyright us. So here it is. I'll just read some of the bars, right? So the way he starts it off, he says, this again, he's like, I'm in shock. The nerve, the audacity. Okay, like he's just sick of it. You know, that's how he starts it off, bro. That's crazy. Like he's like, oh man, this again. Like he's a parent or like a teacher or something like that. Yeah,
I know he sounds like a big man.
Big like, man, Drizzy.
I gotta spend my children down there.
Yeah, big man. Big dog, big dog,
big man,
and yeah, bro, that's what he sounds like. And so he this is what he says, right? He says, so if you rebuke me for working with someone else on a couple of V's, what do you think about the dude that's making your beats? Saying, you know, Kanye had ghostwriters too, and yo, Ye got some fire on this too. And he says, I done things for him I thought that he would never need. Father had to stretch his hands and get it from me. Damn, bro. And he said, I pop style for 30 hours. Like, you see what he did there? The father stretched my hand 30 hours. Thing. I pop style for 30 hours, then let him repeat. Mm-hmm. Now you popping up with the jokes and I'm dead asleep. I just left from over by y'all putting the pen to my sheets. Tired of sitting quiet and helping my enemies eat. Keep getting temperature checks. They know that my head overheats. And he was like, must have had your infrared wrong. Now your head in the beam. Damn, bro. I don't know how he responded so fast to this. And I love that because most rappers would take it to Twitter. But Drake, being who he is, still, you know, he's huge. But at the same time, he did the hip-hop thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. And he said, y'all the spitting image of whatever jealousy breeds. Don't push me when I'm in album mode. And he said, you not even top five as far as your label talent goes. Damn, bro. Damn. And he said, you send shots, but I got to challenge those. I bring calicos to the Alamo. I can never have a Virgil in my circle and hold him back because he makes me nervous. Cough, cough, PND. That's wrong. But I want to see my brothers flourish to their higher purpose. You guys are leeches and serpents. I think it's good that now the teachers are learning. And he said, it ain't this part. Dude, I'm seriously like surprised like how dope Drake did on this. He said, your brother said it was your cousin, then him, then you. So you don't rap about what you did, just rap about what you knew. Don't be ashamed. There's plenty of dudes that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart. You're an approachable dude. Damn. He bodied, dude. The savagery. And he said, let that breathe, man. King Drizzy, and I'm a huge Pusha T stan, so don't think like I'm biased on this. They both killed both songs. You know, Infrared was great, and Drake came back. Like, it's tied right now. But Pusha just dropped a new disc, bro, and I haven't heard it yet. He just dropped it. Okay, and so he said, man, you might have sold to the college kids for Nikes and Mercedes, but you acting like you sold drugs for Escobar in the 80s. Oh my God. And he said, I had a microphone of yours, then the signature faded. And I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Oof. Please believe your demise will be televised. And then he mentioned the whole Quentin Miller thing. And he said, yeah. And as far as Q goes, I changed his life a couple times. Dude was at Kroger working double time. Y'all acting like he made the boy when I was just trying to help the guy. And freaking Complex, bro. So Drake referred to Quentin Miller as Q on this song, right? And freaking Complex thought he was talking about Schoolboy Q. Yes, dude, what is wrong with that? They posted a picture of Schoolboy Q. Like, Drake takes shots of Schoolboy Q. Like, what? And yeah, and then he said, man, you made this as easy as ABCs. Whoever supposedly making me hits but then got no hits sound like they need me. Damn, is that a shot at PND? Ooh, I don't even know, man. He dissing people on his own label at this point. And then he said, my hooks did it. My lyrics did it. My spirit did it. I'm fearless with it. Yeah, I really shouldn't have given you none of my time because you're older than the dude that you're running behind. Like, Kanye? Like saying Push is older than Ye. Oh my God. And he said, look, holla at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring like Virginia Williams. Do you know who Virginia Williams is? Pusha T's fiance. And he said, I'm too resilient. Get out your feelings. It's gonna be a cruel summer for you. I told Weezy and Baby I'ma done him for you. Tell Ye we got an invoice coming for you, considering that we just sold another 20 for you. To be honest, Duppy. That's what he says. And he actually sent an invoice, bro, for $100,000. And he labeled it under career help and something like that, like trying to career help and keeping relevance or something like that. It was crazy, dude. Drake is a freaking savage, dude. Tell me that's not crazy, bro. My God. Right. And it's like he has a whole rollout. He has a whole rollout for a beef, bro. Like it's insane. And what he did, bro, was you remember when he was beef with Meek? He donated to a bunch of schools in Meek City. Yeah, dude. And it's like he's so well calculated. It's crazy, know that, bro. My God. Damn, bro. But it's sad though because we know damn well this is not the Drake we're gonna get on the album though. It's gonna be like, and then he dropped the single the day after this called "I'm Upset." And it was trash, bro. It was little trash. Horrible. Drake did.
Wait, like, who dropped that? I'm upset.
Yeah, and he didn't even have to. Apparently,
after that,
did, like, it had the scorpion like on it. So maybe I'm hoping it's not a single, and it's like a throwaway. But it was bad though. It was bad. But dude, I'm so excited because apparently, like right as we were talking, Pusha dropped the diss, yo. And JPEG Mafia just tweeted out that Pusha's going to hell for that. Apparently, it's that crazy. Like, people were saying it's like Tupac levels of disrespect that Pusha came with. Man, screw a copyright, bro. We listen to that together. Screw a copyright.
Play a snippet.
Let's get it, my G. All right, so the song is called The Story of Adidon, and it's a remix of Jay-Z's Story of OJ, okay? So let me tell you this, though, bro. All right, I'm expecting Push to come with newer stuff. He can't just mention the Quentin Miller stuff. He got to go real down and dirty with this, all right? So let's get it. As of right now, I think it's tied. Right, Pusha won, Drake won, and nobody has taken any real L so far. But we'll go on from here. Okay, that's what we'll start going from. All right. You ready, B? Let's go. We just hit the 1 hour mark. Okay.
All right, play.
Come on, SoundCloud, work. Can you hear?
Okay. Easy money.
Let's go,
it's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coops. The 488.
I told you. Bilingual podcast. Bilingual. Bro, that's the name of this podcast. This episode. Bilingual. That's a requirement, man. Push knows what's up. All right, let's go.
And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right?
Ooh.
Watch the body drop.
Let's go.
Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a
day. Oh my god. Did you hear that? Oh my god. He said you mentioned wedding rings like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at the age of 5. Ooh. Oh, we're recording. Man. My mom heard me screaming to him, man. It's all good. Push guys go, wow, oh my god, he went back to his childhood, man. All right, here we go.
Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake.
Dude, he said marriage is something Sandy never had. That's his mom's name. I'm done.
You a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it because your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name dropped my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol.
Dude, I think he's referring to, remember a while back, there was something about, like, some chick that Drake got pregnant or something like that? My phone is about to die, bro. Let me plug this joint in. Dude, I'm not even done with the song, and, like, Push is coming creative. Okay.
His son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby. Respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star. Let her be your...
Yeah, bro, that's what he's talking about.
How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish. I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches. Me versus three verses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got that man is? Sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow, nigga. Sick, 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 sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume one. We gon' take this slow. We just gon' peel it back layer by layer.
Yeah. Push is one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Daytona.
Confirmed.
Album of the motherfucking year.
Yes, sir.
You talking about you upset.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wanna see what it's like when you get angry, okay?
Oh my god, he said, and you talking about you upset because he dropped that trash single. And he said, I wanna see what it's like when you get angry. Oh man, he handled that situation perfectly, bro. Dog, he just made our podcast. Wow.
You heard it live. Here, folks.
He said, you keep so he mentioned Drake's mom, and he said, you're right, you looking like a winner, but she always coming in last place. Damn. Oh. Dog, that was, that lived up. Oh, man. What do you think, bro? Yo.
He wasn't.
Dude, and, but you know what, though? It's justified because, like I told you, Drake brought up his fiance. You know? And he said, I'm mad that you brought up Ye's name because I'm selfish. I want all the curses. Oh, God. I love you, Pusha T. The legend. Legend. No malice in his heart. That's what he said. This is pure 100% unadulterated malice.
You wanted this when
yeah, I definitely did say that. Yeah, it was after two birds, one stone. Remember? Oh man, push like no. We won't from now on. Okay, there is no push of tea. There's none of there's. It's King Push. Okay, that's it. King Push, King Overlord. That's what he said. Even the clowns serve a purpose. Let them run amok until the king resurface. Then it's off with your heads. I'm done, bro. Like, you know what, man? I appreciate Push for doing this because we were so sad at the beginning. And then, like, he just totally shifted the whole atmosphere, man. Dang, bro. That was...
Show.
Real time, mind it's you. Real time. Real time. Dude, that was crazy. That was crazy because people were putting Push on the clock, right? They were like, after Duppy came out, Push has to respond. That's what they were saying, right? And I would agree. I think he had to. And now Drake has to respond. The man brought up his parents' divorce, bro. He called Drake a deadbeat dad because, this is info no one was talking about. This was something that just died off, and Drake brought it back saying that he got a porn star pregnant. I mean, a pusher brought it back. Dude, there's so much to address here, and he didn't even have to mention,
And he said,
layer by layer, it's a surgical summer.
Layered.
And he didn't even like have to raise his voice for most of the song. That it was just, dude, I can just see his face while he's rapping this. Like, the stank faces. This is disgusting, bro. This is disgusting. Yeah. Oh my God. I was telling people, Push is not Meek Mill, okay? Push is not Meek Mill. If you can make your memes all you want, but when, you know? But I'll be honest, though, knowing Drake and how big his fan base is and how cancerous they can be sometimes, I really didn't think Push was going to come back. I didn't, bro. Forgive me. Push. That's wild. King Push. Damn. King Push just slightly just stomped on the scorpion. Oh, God, bro. That was insane. No, like, it's done, bro. People said Push had to, respond, but Drake has to respond now. There is no way he cannot, because he brought up his parents' divorce. He brought up the situation with the Sandy, her name, I think, is the porn star girl. And he did all, like, you know, I was thinking the only thing he could really, Oh, you're right. My bad. No disrespect. My bad. But yeah, and the thing is, bro, I didn't think Pusha had anything he could really say against Drake. And I thought he would have to bring up Rihanna and what she said about Drake recently, but he didn't even have to go there. You know what I'm saying?
What he said something about, like,
yeah. So basically, he said, wedding rings, like, that's a bad thing. And he said, since you decided to bring my fiance into this, let's talk about who you decided to make your Beyonce. And he said, I know you cleaned her up for Instagram. It's so much, bro. And he talked about, like, Birdman and how they call him baby. And he basically talked about Drake having a baby and not taking care of it, like Birdman did to Wayne. It's like, oh, why are you like this, King? Oh, my God. That is crazy, bro. Man, I don't even want to talk about nothing else. I just want to talk about this. Damn, bro.
We do it. We can go.
And, bro, hear this, though. Ye's supposed to be dropping this Friday. June 1st.
June 8th? Or when is it?
Yes. Remember the Good Fridays, bro, they used to do? So basically, they're doing Good Fridays, but with albums instead of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. This week it'll be Ye. Right, next week, Ye and Cuddy. And then the week after, Teyana Taylor. That's why I said a real surgical summer.
Damn.
Dude, I'm so happy. Like, this. That's what J Pack Mafia, right, bro? Push going to hell for this.
I love it, dude. I love it.
He said marriage is something Sandy's never had. And you remember when Tentacion was dissing Drake's mom? Like, that's you can look at it like, he's an immature little kid, you know what I'm saying? But this is a grown, well-calculated veteran, you know? And him saying it like that holds weight. You know what I'm saying? And like, dude, like I said, bro, Pusha T is literally one of my favorite rappers. Like, he's just so good at what he does.
Yeah, man, he really knows how to.
Damn, bro, saying that Drake caught the bait. You know what I'm saying? Like, he caught the bait that Push was like basically throwing out there, and in a way he did, right? Ooh. Man.
Yeah. What would it look
like? He looked bad. He looked bad. I mean, obviously you probably won't affect really sales, but because he did back to back, it's gonna look really bad. And with Duppy, he made a whole song about Pusha T, bro. So to ignore him, yeah. And it's not like Duppy's a hit type of song. Duppy's a rap record, you know? So he doesn't have that leverage. It's not back to back. So yeah, they're not playing Duppy in the club. They're not doing that, you know? So right.
Yeah, they're still playing back to back.
So their hip hop record versus hip hop record, you know? MC versus MC. That's what it is like right now. So, whew. Damn, bro. That's one of the best diss records I've heard in a long time. Man. Yeah. Whew. To answer your question, though, yeah, he's going to look real bad. Because he brought up new things that people don't talk about, bro. You know, it's not just poking fun at Drake for something. Like, he said, you sounding upset. I want to see what it's like when you get angry. I love this, yo. I love hip-hop, man. Hip-hop, bro. The best genre of all time, bro. Nothing even comes close. I don't care. Oof. Like, no other genre has things like this, bro. Like, that's why it's so, right.
Yeah, you don't get this person, bro. It's not like right. Tyson Michael Jackson back in the day.
that's something else. I don't know if he actually did that, but you know, Chris was wild. But hear this, bro. What I'm saying is, even in their genre, though, they weren't. It's not like you're ever gonna hear Prince make a maybe Prince, but you're not gonna hear Michael or you know, you're not gonna hear them make a diss song. Prince would have bad subliminals. I can see it.
He's hella sassy.
He said a lot of things like, what is it? What's it called? You keeping all the money, you ain't feeding your brothers. Stuff like that. I can say, but like, obviously, that sounded like Pusha T, but like, you know, in his high voice, however you do it. You keeping all the money? I don't know how you do it. Feeding your brothers? But I feed my family. So I don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm geeked off of this, bro. You know? Ever since I heard that Pusha T, I've been geeked ever since. You know? That stick talk. Yeah, bro. That was beautiful. What are your thoughts, bro? What do you think?
I think we're just all waiting for this moment, bro. Like, it has to happen. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody expected Push to really go at anybody on Daytona. Like,
yo, sound a little muffled.
Like, 7 records, you don't really have that much.
Yeah, now you're good.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good now? All right. I'm saying, like, 7 records, you don't really got a lot of space to be talking to.
Yeah.
Talking, like,
right.
Like, dissing people, right? You'll be thinking like you only have a limited amount of time to be, you know, you want to hear like right. You want to hear you. It's your record, right? But he didn't care. Like right. on the last record he brought up, I really didn't think Drake was gonna.
And I think that would have been better. I think that would have been better at this point because like you know how before we started the record I said it's Drake 1, Pusha T 1, and it was tied. It is no longer tied, my friend. It just is not. You can't say that. You're a Drake stan and a delusional stan if you don't think otherwise. I love both artists. I love Drake. I love Pusha. So it's like I'm not really even picking sides. I just want to see the sport go down. You know what I'm saying? That. So like yeah, Drizzy got to respond, man.
Bro, I don't think we've had this many this.
Yeah, like three. Right, bro. This is the first time. There's a lot of firsts here with this record right here, okay? Even in the Meek beef, that beef wasn't a real beef to me because it was so one-sided. Meek really didn't put it to wax, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't until like 3 months later when he dropped War Ready or whatever it was, you know? And the first song, Meek already took an L because he had a sample of the Undertaker's entrance music on there. And WWE sued him for that. Yeah.
What, really?
Dude, so he was already taking L's there, you know? And the song itself wasn't that good. So, yeah. So and plus, Back to Back was such a hit. 1-0. Yeah.
I want to know.
It just didn't work out, bro. So, and this is the first time anyone's ever really been able to damage. Wait, I'm not sure, bro. I think Push may have even dropped Drake's name in that. You heard me? Like this, like people don't mention names anymore.
I think
even in like you know people throwing subs like whenever even when Kendrick did Heart Part 4 and stuff like that he didn't drop names on that and Drake usually like the whole Duppy freestyle Drake didn't drop Push's name and there was no need to it but I think he may have said his name on this I don't know let's see what up. I don't know, but that's neither here nor there. I was just hoping, you know, if there is a name drop, that's pretty cool. But what I'm saying is this is the first time anybody's really ever been able to damage Drake in a long time. Or, you know, at least have a good diss, you know?
Yeah, like you put it
like when Drake heard this, sure. When he hears this, you know, he's going to be feeling something. Yeah, it's not just something he can push away and just be like, ah, whatever. It's not like when Joe Budden dropped 5 diss tracks and he gave Joe 1 bar. You know, that's not this isn't that. This is but I'm not gonna lie though, Joe had some good disses. Like Joe said something like, we want a party album, but you keep taking Party's album and putting it on your party album. That's funny as hell, yo. That's funny as hell. And he was like, I'm going to get all the things that you like. I'm going to get Aaliyah, I'm going to get Hookah, and I'm going to get Odell Beckham. Oh, man, it was wild, dude. But yeah, dude, this is so dope, bro. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, man, I think that's it for the podcast this week. We're at 80 minutes right now. Like, if you want to keep going, we can keep going.
Yeah, it was not even.
But why, we do this all the time, bro. You know, we originally thought we were gonna get more done today, but we did less than last week. We had 3 last week, but it's all good though. Hey, let's just throw something else in here real quick. So if you haven't heard it, guys, go check out Pusha T's, what is it called? The Story of, I'm going to tell you, Adidon? I don't know what that means. But yeah, go check it out, guys. King Push.
Knowing Push is probably like a sitting wreath.
Maybe. Oh yeah, that they do sound like some mythical, like yeah, and like the cover is like some white dude in blackface. Yeah, that's what he's saying, bro. He said something. Did you hear when he said something like, "Growing up, you was always confused about not being black enough, and your hair not napping up." And he mentioned his dad too, saying Dennis. Like, oh my god, oh my god, it's a lot. Yeah, man, King Push, King Overlord, man. Here it is. Okay.
Bro, I just
what? Go ahead.
At the TV right now, I forgot. Like, it's about to be June. It's about to be the
World Cup. Wait, what? It's been 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, 4. Damn, what the heck?
Bro. 4. 2014, bro. Right? Oh man, that's wild. I think it was around the time Absol dropped These Days. It was happening.
June 25th.
Yep. So, well, is there like any mini topics that we can just like get into real quick?
Mini topics. Let's see. We could talk about I was gonna say the parody, but we can't really talk about the. We gotta talk about the.
Video. Is that really? Let's try to keep it concise. All right, bro. So we never gave y'all our thoughts on Mr. Donald Glover's This Is America. So go ahead, bro. This man is a Donald Glover aficionado. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't say a fan because I didn't really. But I'm a big fan, though. I'm a big fan. I remember. I didn't even see the video. I was watching Saturday Night Live. Like, at first, I was getting mad because I didn't know. Like, we didn't have any. We didn't have like power or something. I don't know what's going on. I couldn't charge my phone for like that weekend. That my dad was gone. But I remember that, you know, we have another TV and we don't need cable or anything. So
right
on Channel 5. So I went on Channel 5. It was like around 10 or something. It was around 10. And I think before, they hadn't even started the new Saturday Night Live. I was watching the one from last week, I think it was. Like, Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was, watching it, like, I thought it was a really dope song. Like, the dancers were like, it was really cool. The drop, I didn't expect that at all. Like, I was really having a blast with the song, bro. I didn't even know a video dropped at all.
Wait a woman. You talking about his actual performance on SNL, right? Ah, okay, yeah, got you. Mm-hmm.
Like there was, I remember they had like, he was standing in front of the mic, right? And then there was basically like blue light in the back of him. And he had like dance. he had like dancers, but he wasn't really, he wasn't dancing. Not like not like in the video. He was pretty, composed. You know, like he held his composure like throughout the performance. And I already had the song already sold me. Like I already thought it was a dope song, but I remember then like the day after is when I actually saw the video.
Yeah.
And then I didn't catch all the symbolism, but I knew right away. I knew that it had to do something with like entertainment, distracting you, like from the actual, like the foreground, distracting you from the actual background. You know, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, the thing that really stood out to me the most was probably the end when he was running away. Because at first I thought he was running away from a bunch of white people, but then I realized that there were black people in there. So I thought maybe it wasn't all white people, bro. So so I thought maybe, you know, that once, you know, I kind of took it like this. Once we're done dancing and stuff, once we're done dancing and then we notice, then we realize all the chaos, then it's kind of too late. We want to kind of blame the entertainer for it, or blame the person that's only meant to entertain us, and then we don't realize when we're attacking them that they're actually part of the chaos too. They're actual people that also have to deal with it because they're black, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure maybe not to like Kanye or anything, but I feel like black entertainers have a responsibility on their back, like with when it comes to like black issues or people getting just things that are happening in America, they have kind of like a responsibility. And until it's too late, when things actually go down and people actually get killed, that's when people actually want to do something about it, or point a finger at somebody that they can actually they can reach to. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think.
I think everything he did in the video and the song is very particular. And you have a TV on in the background?
Bro, what's going on?
You have a TV on in the background? Yes. Yeah,
hold on, let me see.
Yeah, I thought it was like an echo.
I can actually leave the room now because both my sisters left. So we're all good.
Oh, okay, tight. Rocco just texted me saying push responded. 100 band, 100 band, 100 band. Contraband. They gonna find you. Let me get your money. You walking upstairs or something right now, bro?
Nah, I'm not going up. If I was going upstairs, I'd have a real problem.
I'd have real problems. Oh, man. For those of y'all don't know, my boy is disabled. You know what I'm saying? So he may have a little problem going upstairs. That's what we're referring to. From the audience,
yeah, that'd be a real problem.
Yeah. Two canes. And blurry T, aka Two Canes, aka Wounded Knee, aka Please Don't Touch My Wrath.
Oh, come on.
The dog is messing up our audio, B. What's going on? We're about to hit 90 minutes almost.
All right, let's go, bro. I'm here.
Do you remember how long we went last time, yo?
What?
Do you remember how long we went last time? We're about to hit 90 minutes.
Bro, I don't actually. I feel like we hit an hour last time.
I feel like we did hit 90 last time too, or maybe like 70 minutes. Really? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. But I could check. Yeah, but anyways, damn, I don't have the podcast app anymore because my phone don't got no space. But I'll check and let you know later. Anyways, though, I think everything he did in the video had a purpose. And it's very well calculated from, you know, the Thugger ad-libs and Thugger being on it into, you know, Quavo and 21 Savage and all of them, you know what I'm saying? Hobson, I'm playing. all those guys, you know? Hello?
What do you feel? Oh, I'm here, bro.
I got scared.
What do you feel is the purpose of them having ad-libs in that song?
I think it goes to what you said, bro. Like, the black entertainers, sometimes people point the finger at.
Okay.
You know?
Like they're responsible for the violence going on.
Right. That does happen sometimes. Like he mentioned Kodak on there, you know? He mentioned it, why in particular would he mention trap artists, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
And Kodak was He actually has like credibility and he's actually been in jail for things he's done.
Oh, he's in jail right now, I think, right?
Huh?
I think he's in jail right now, right?
Yeah. Why else would Rocky have him?
Right, I was about to mention that. On testing. Yeah.
Yeah. That song did not steal out to me at all, but.
Whatever. Oh man, we'll talk. I don't think I can talk about testing yet because it feels like a slow burner album. You know what I'm saying? I did listen to it again, but yeah. Well, not to get off topic, but yeah.
You think it'll be enough time? Maybe we'll talk about it in the next, not the next episode, but the episode after that.
I think we could talk in the next episode. I don't got nothing to do, so I might as well listen and have form an opinion. Yeah, you know, I just got off of school. So, bro, having no responsibilities, bro, makes you feel like a bum. You know? Yeah. Puppy wilding.
So, go ahead. What are you saying, bro?
But yeah, I was saying, bro, having no responsibilities makes you feel like a bum once you've reached a certain age. Like, right now, dude, I feel like a bum. Ooh, I don't got nothing to do. My mom keeps telling me to get a job, but I'm like, I don't know. You know? But here goes. But maybe I will. But anyways, what I'm saying is, yeah, we can definitely talk about it next episode. So testing review from the Sack of Bagels podcast coming soon. Soon come. Anyways, I think, everything Childish Gambino did in there it's very detailed, you know, in almost like a Stanley Kubrick type of way. Like, it's crazy. And even the thing, I don't know, when I was watching the Dead End Hip Hop breakdown, bro, did you see that? Yeah, rapping two conversations right now.
The boyfriend came by, that's why. Now everybody's trying to. Now he drew attention and mentioning the devil, my sister.
Now mentioning what?
The whole family.
All right, bro. Let's wrap it up quick then. Let's wrap it up then. Okay. All right, I think Gambino did some great stuff. Like when I was watching the Dead End Hip Hop breakdown, did you see that where they were talking about it? Yeah. Did you when Mike mentioned that thing about the thing on the wall that makes it look like he was getting hung or lynched?
Bro, I still haven't caught that. Like, I didn't even see that. I still haven't seen that.
Yo, you have to, dog. It looks like that. Like when he's on top of the car and he's just like looking like he's dancing, it looks like he's like dying. You know, like there's a noose around his neck. Dude, I got chills. I was like, there's no way that's real, but it is. And the thing about the 17 seconds that they mentioned of silence.
Seconds of silence.
Yeah.
Bro, I.
Yeah.
That's deep right there, bro.
That is, bro. And I legit counted it, bro. Like, what time it starts and what time it ends, and it's 17 seconds, yo. It's wild, B. Well, yeah, man.
Go ahead. Oh, I was gonna say, like, it was interesting when he was when he stopped, like, when the music stopped for 17 seconds, mm-hmm. like you say, and then he picked up the joint. Like, is that? Mm-hmm. I feel like that may be pointing to like the coping,
right?
Coping, how we cope to go with those things.
Like medicating, self-medicating, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm, interesting. But yeah, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino is a genius. I think he has an album coming in June too. That's what I'm hearing.
People are saying June, and then other people are saying in September, but I don't know.
Mm, who knows, man? Do you know when the tour dates start?
September.
Maybe August then. Who knows? Yeah, guys. So I think that's good, right, bro? Three topics. Do you have anything else to say about that?
We talked about leaving Brockhampton. We talked about Push.
King Push. And Bino.
We talked about the son of Kanye.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's it, right, bro? Mm-hmm. Hello? All right. Guys. Thank you for tuning in. Tuning in. Hey, bro, actually, finish. we're going to finish this off in Spanish, all right? Go ahead, bro. Yeah, close it out in Spanish, man. Let me say my part, and then say it. Wait up. Hold up. So just let me say my part, and I want you to close it off, right? All right, guys, we appreciate you watching Sacco Bagels episode 2. This is definitely better than the first episode, I think. It's a little longer, but we covered a lot of ground here. Much love to all y'all. And God bless you all, children. Go ahead, bro. Get it. Go ahead.
All right. Gracias a todos por estar aquí con nosotros en el segundo episodio de Costal de Pan. Se lo agradecimos mucho.
Damn, people helping you out. Exposed.
Y nos vemos en el otro, la próxima episodio.
Yeah. Damn, bro. You have to get out. Hey, it's lit, man. But, yeah, man. Bilingual. Okay, you got to be like bilingual to listen to this one. All right, Joe. Talk to you later, my boy. Peace out.
All right.
Live from Mexico. All right.